This recording, South Korea 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to shut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Koma, Koma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the bad diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I was born in Gwanghwal-li, South Korea, but my family moved to Haeundae at the time of IMF. And then we started to live with my grandparents there. Yeah. And when I became to 20, I go to the Sungmyung Women's University in Seoul. So currently I have lived with my elder sister in Seoul. And also I went to the private institution for studying English in Korea. When I had free time, then I hung out with my boyfriend a lot. We spent a lot of time together, but I recently broke up with him, and these days I like to go to yoga class. This is my first time to being in USA. At first, I was very embarrassed that people say hello each other, even though they are acquaintance each other. So I was scared to talk to other people that I don't know. But now I get used to it, and I'm very happy to know new people.